AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Executives at Boeing are apologizing to airlines and families of victims of 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Kevin McAllister, CEO of Boeing's commercial aircraft division, spoke at the Paris Air Show.
Safety is sacred in this company. And our people who work in the factories, the engineers who design our airplanes, to all of us in every corner of this business, safety is simply the top priority in everything we do.
The crashes killed 346 people. Boeing executives defended improvements to MAX software that has been implicated in the crashes, but couldn't predict when the planes could fly again. Iran says it will break the uranium stockpile limit set by the nuclear deal with world powers in the next 10 days. The warning is Iran could enrich uranium up to 20%, just a step away from weapons-grade levels. The Supreme Court is upholding a constitutional rule that allows state and federal governments to prosecute someone for the same crime. The Supreme Court is also staying out of a case involving a same-sex wedding cake out of Oregon. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The Oregon court had ruled against the bakers before the Supreme Court ruled during its last term in favor of a Colorado baker in a similar case. The high court's now telling Oregon judges to take another look. That keeps the high-profile case off the justices' election year calendar, but the bigger issue of balancing the rights of LGBT people and religious objections from merchants remains unresolved. Another case involving a florist who would not handle arrangements for a same-sex wedding is heading to the Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gloria Vanderbilt has died. She was called the designer jeans queen of the 70s and 80s. Her son is CNN anchor Anderson Cooper. Gloria Vanderbilt was 95. This is AP Radio News. Four games are being considered to be added to the 2024 Olympics in Paris: surfing, climbing, skateboarding, and breakdancing. Omar Roxright Delgado has won more than 100 breakdancing competitions. He says it's a lot of work.
There's more dance, it involves more understanding of music, the way you play with the music, the way you maybe hit a freeze or a heavy movement. A freeze is when you stop your body. Maybe you stop your body on a horn or something, or a scratch of the DJ.
Delgado says inclusion of breakdancing at the Olympics would be huge. It would also be a big lift for the breakdancers.
The problem that they face is support from their parents, because they normally don't see an outlet or something else to push for outside of local competitions. I think the Olympics are a great opportunity for us to reach the global scale.
The International Olympic Committee has until December of next year to make a decision on new sports. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.